Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this wonderful Friday, Football Friday. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack. Producer Matt, he's back in the studio. Jeff Hathorn going to be on the updates today.
What?
As Jim Colony has the day off. He's doing high school football tonight. Central and North Allegheny at Schiller. But Jim is going to stop by because we're in his neighborhood. We're in my neighborhood. Jim's going to stop by, do his picks with us coming up in the 9 o'clock hour and, you know, sign some autographs, do all that kind of stuff.
Kiss some babies.
Yeah, Matt did his show, and now it's us. Good morning to you, Chris. How is everything?
It's lovely. It's a Friday, and there's football 48, well, I guess a little more than 48 hours away.
Yeah, well, there's football, yeah, tonight, tomorrow, the next day.
Oh, yeah, there's football everywhere, but, like, you know, the goods.
The big Steeler game, yes. Yeah. And we're at American Natural out here on Route 8 in Richland Township, just across from McCandless Crossing. Come and see us. We'll be giving away breakfast sandwiches a little bit later on in the show. So just be sure to stop and say hello on your way to work. Or if you're not doing anything today, like Jim, then you can just stop by and hang out.
So, oh, he'll be doing something today.
So there's that.
He will golf if he gets the opportunity to.
Yeah, he's got to play early, though, he was saying. He's kind of nervous. You know, can we talk about this for a moment?
Yeah.
The nerves on Colony that I noticed about doing this high school football game. Now, he's got to do Central and North Allegheny.
This is no small potatoes here.
No, and I'm wondering about the kind of dissension, if there is any. I don't know. Art Walker, former coach at Central Catholic, now coach at North Allegheny. Terry Totten, a proud Central Catholic man who's the coach at Central Catholic at his alma mater. Those two guys going off against each other. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many Central kids, this is always contentious,
live
in North Allegheny's district,
yeah,
if any.
I'm sure there's a few.
Public versus private sort of thing.
Yeah.
It's at Schiller, which is kind of, you know, the North Allegheny people travel a little bit towards the city there. The Central people coming out of the city. It's a nice sort of neutral
demilitarized
meeting point.
Zone, yeah, as
right.
It were.
Yeah, right there on Mount Royal Boulevard, the DMZ. or, you know, you could stop at the MRI, the Mount Royal Inn, off of Mount Royal Boulevard.
Well, you're in the DMZ.
Kind of like the DMZ. But anyhow, so there's all that that's at play. I'm excited for all of it, but I wonder, and I think that Jim senses a sense of heightened importance to what he has to say this evening.
Well, yeah, again, this is bigger than, like, no offense to any of the single A schools out there, but this is not, you know,
this ain't Mapleton Avella.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. But so, I mean, this is the University of North Allegheny.
Yes.
Against Catholic University. You know, this is big time.
Actually, I think Central could beat Catholic University in
probably.
D.C. I think Central could beat them. Central would be installed as a 4-point favorite in that game.
Well, if it was being played here.
Or at Schiller.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Central,
they'd only get a point
field
if they were on the road.
Correct. Yes, down in D.C. But anyhow, so
but yeah,
Jim is on that game. Now, do you think that there should be some sort of, you know what I would like to do, and not to pick on Jim, but, you know, we do that here and there. Some sort of localized awful announcing or something where they'd go through and pick out Jim's mistakes.
Oh,
but he hasn't done it in so long.
Here's the thing. He's going to have all day to drill down on the details. And he's already started collecting details. He did that the day before yesterday. He came by, talked to me at one point. He was – I emailed Zangrilli to ask for that board that he uses that he puts all the players in the depth chart on. And he still hasn't sent it to me, so he's got that now. He told us yesterday morning he's got that, so he's plugged in all the details. He's made the phone calls. He's going through the whole Lanny for Terry checklist right now of all the things you do before you get set to do play-by-play.
There are two things, right? There are two things that I want Jim to do in this game.
Okay.
One, I want him to work in a out of any formation, because it's, you know, people can't see on the radio.
Sidecar?
Yes.
Yeah.
I want him to say, like, the North Allegheny quarterback's name and be like,
you know, sidecar,
it's not,
right?
It's not Manza, the old Ethan Manza. I know that kid. Like, it's not, I don't know what the kids, but just say for sake of, you know, semantics, like,
right,
you know, Manza's in and sidecar right, and I want him to say that one time, just sneak it in, and I want the audio from it, just
crabbing.
To know
do
it
you
is.
Want crabbing as
no,
well
what I also want is he could do this, much like Mr. Hillgrove, he could do this because it's central. He could say the 6'4 sophomore from Greenfield.
Oh, that's, you know, a good, that's a big move.
Because not everybody's from the same place.
No, no, you know,
he could say the 6'6 senior from Trafford. Because it's central. They get kids from all over the place.
And it's and caught by the tight end thing. Over the middle. That's 6'6 senior out of
Fort Lauderdale. I mean, it's central. They get Lauderdale. Kids from everywhere. from North Fort Myers. He goes up for the catch. No, wait.
That man running with the football is
5'8 freshman. No, wait. Oh, man. Speaking of that, we'll talk to Pat Bostic today, coming up at the end of the 7 o'clock hour. I am excited for that.
I'm going to actually turn it on tonight and listen to it.
I am. I'm going to be
just to hear Jim.
Kind of kicking around in the garage and around the house watching, I don't know, whatever Mac game is on or whatever.
Yeah.
I want Jim's audio because I want him, and I need him to denote the time. Actually, I want to – this will boost the listenership. I want him at a certain time to say between this time – in this half hour, maybe between the 8 and 8:15 time.
Okay.
To say sidecar right.
So you can give him a window to do it in. Okay.
That I need him to say sidecar. Will he go along skewing his broadcast to meet the demands of the audience?
No, he's taking this seriously. And he's if the team with the ball at that point in time does not go sidecar right, he's not going to describe it as sidecar right. North Allegheny comes out in an I formation.
No one will care. No one
I'm
will
telling
care.
You, Jim cares, and that's all that matters.
The sixth-year man from...
sixth-year man.
That's the third-year man from Polk County.
That's the transfer from Westchester.
I know. Oh, man. Yes. What do you think, Billy? Wait. It's Pat Bostic. Oh, goodness. I can't wait. Jim is a ball of nerves, though.
What if this turns into, like, a big thing for him, though? Like, what if this becomes, like...
Hi, I'm Jim Colony from the North Allegheny Radio Network.
What if they start putting him on all of these things? Like, what if it's not just... What if...
Well, okay, well, let's petition.
So he's
for
filling
that.
In for Zangrilli, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's it with West Virginia?
What if he Wally Pips right? Zangrilli to some extent?
Because I'd be okay with that. Then Zangrilli be on our show?
I don't know.
No, well, he's doing West Virginia
He's
stuff.
Doing all the WVU stuff.
You're saying, like, what if Bob Bizzuto, the acclaimed North Allegheny athletic director,
right.
who, if you've ever shaken his hand, he's got some of the biggest hands in world history. His hands are like, do you ever gone and bought, like, those huge Italian sausages?
Yes.
He's got, like, a palm and then, like, five Italian sausages coming off it. His fingers are gigantic.
Okay.
You lose your whole hand when you shake Bob Bizzuto's hand. He's just gigantic.
Pause.
Yeah, so they are. They're like big paws. So what if he comes and he's like, Mr. Colony, you're our guy on the North Allegheny Radio Network. And before we know it, he's like a total turncoat. Because you know how much he hates North Allegheny because he's a Pine Richland guy. And come like Monday, and they seal this deal real fast, right? Come Monday, Jim comes in the office. He's got all this black and gold Nike stuff on. He's got the official NA hat. He's got turf shoes that he's wearing. Like, he is traveling with the team. He's got to leave early because he's going flying to St. Ignatius or whatever they're doing. I'm in.
He's got to have, like, he's got the Art Walker show.
Well, would Jim be more?
Every Thursday night.
Oh, yeah. That'd be great. We're out here at Moe's on 19. Now, would he be more apt to be the official voice of the North Allegheny Tigers or the official voice of the Central Catholic Vikings? Because you know his disdain for Notre Dame. So I would think that that would filter into his Central. Disdain for Central.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. It's Jim, whoever pays him more.
You know what? You're right about that. You're right about that.
Although Art may be able to sway him in one direction over the other, I think.
Terry Totten would pay him in, like, Mountain Dew in Copenhagen. I love Todd. He's one of my favorite guys ever. He really is. Man, this is something. We may be honest. We're not trying to shuttle Jim off.
No. I'm just saying, what if such a good job tonight, right, that Zangrilli gets back into town after where's West Virginia? Missouri. After their trip to Missouri.
In West Virginia.
Oh, is it? Well,
I'm kidding. No, I don't know where their game is. Are they in Missouri? I don't know. Okay.
Let's say Zangrilli comes back and we're like, Dan, you did a great job week, but Jim was just spectacular.
Plus, he's with Johnny Lee.
We've got people banging down the door. They want Jim.
Who, if you've ever met Johnny Lee, if you got off an airplane at Greater Pitt, right, and you said, and you were from, you just said Missouri, like Missouri or Middle America or somewhere, Indiana, I don't know, you know, Missouri. And you got off an airplane, and you just said, take me to a Pittsburgh person. You drive them to immediately meet John Lee. Like, that's what you do.
That's as Pittsburgh as it gets.
He owns Coach's Bottle Shop, you know.
Oh, okay.
He's a former high school basketball coach. He's a former mailman. Like, he's a man for all
seasons.
Down
to earth.
Yes.
Blue-collar roots.
Yeah, if you landed at the gate and you said, take me to Pittsburgh, you go and you have lunch
with
Johnny
Lee. Show me the guy who stands between George Washington and Franco.
Yeah, next to Chief Guy Asuda. Yeah. Yes, it's Johnny Lee. So Jim is going to be working with him, and Johnny Lee will have at least one thing that is like a local colloquialism that Jim does not understand during this broadcast tonight. I think I just pushed people to this more than any commercial ever could, to this AM broadcast tonight.
If you're not listening to this game tonight, you're missing out. And
I can't wait for Jim. Jim will miss. Here's the other thing. Parents of high school athletes and youth sports people are absolutely crazy. I'm not saying Jim has a penchant for mispronunciation. However, Jim has a penchant for mispronunciation. I'm excited for the feedback of
he's going to come in on Monday. I got an email. Apparently, I said this kid's name wrong. I don't know.
It said Zimmerman. It's going to be amazing how he handles the feedback because he will get some.
And he told me that number 83 changed, so I had the wrong name there. But.
So there's that. So listen to that tonight.
Yeah.
That'll be really good. If it wasn't for, already kind of having plans to kick around with my kids, I would go down to that game at Lou Martig Stadium.
And listen to it. I assume you can listen to it on the app, right?
Yes. Oh, good
call.
So you
could sit in the stands. I mean, there'd be a delay, obviously, but you could sit in the stands and listen on the app.
My aunt Deb, a famed Aunt Deb, who is our nanny, who comes every day, she lives actually in the end zone of the – I mean, not in the end zone proper, but like the gate of Shaler's football stadium. Yes. And people sit on her roof and watch the Shaler games.
You can sit right there at her house and watch the game.
People sit on her roof and watch the Shaler games. They haven't seen a touchdown. No, they haven't seen a touchdown in like 11 years. But, no, they're actually better now. But, she has a pool.
She ought to do like Wrigley and charge people.
That'd be a good call. On homecoming, it's like bonkers at her house. Everybody parks. She's like, these people are parking in my yard.
You charge them for parking, and then you charge them to sit on the roof.
Yeah, good call. So, Jim, tonight, Jim doing play-by-play. Yes. So, and we need him to say sidecar, and we need him to say someone's hometown. Yeah. That's Paul Rabinowitz, the 6'4 sophomore from Squirrel Hill. I can't wait. He's got to do it. He's got to do it.
I'm telling you, he's going to take it way too – he might sneak a hometown mention in because he can do that in the flow of the game.
Jimmy O'Shea from Greenfield.
Unless somebody actually goes sidecar.
See, he won't know what to do if they do go sidecar.
He'll freeze up for a second. You'll hear a pause.
Johnny Lee.
And then he'll think to himself,
Jimmy, you all right over there, Jimmy? That's what John will say.
They went sidecar. On.
All right, that's enough of that. We're at American Natural. We're having a great time on Route 8. stop by and see us past 7 o'clock. We'll have a breakfast sandwich for you. So there's that. We're going to have lots of fun today. I mean, we have all this nervous energy. I mean, that's what happens before the opening kick of the season. You don't know if the Steelers are going to win 45-0. You don't know if they're going to win 7-6. You don't know if they're going to lose 7-6. You don't know if they're going to get steamrolled. It's like you're just this nervous anticipation.
There's no baseline to work from. We haven't seen anything regular season yet, and you go into the champ's house, and, well, we'll see how it goes.
Jeff Hathorn's back in the studio. He's going to give us an update. We're going to start with this coming up at the top of the hour, though. As the week has progressed, have you felt better? Have you felt worse? Have you felt the same? What has happened as you've morphed through the week with this football game that's fast approaching on Sunday night? Let's get down to that at the top of the hour. Lots of guests today. Jeff Schwartz, Pat Bostic, Lee Sterling, Ben Volin from the Boston Globe. We give you our picks. We also hear from Big Al, Jim Colony one-on-one with him, Jeff Hathorn one-on-one with Joe Hayden. Those are at 6:30 with Big Al and 9 o'clock with Joe Hayden. Lots to talk about today. We are Fan Morning Show.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.